welcome back to episode 398 of IrkPod, coming to you now from Bourbon Street here in New Orleans. If anybody's playing along at home, I'm at the corner of Bourbon Street and St. Anne, or what used to be known as Calais Santa Ana, when New Orleans was the capital of the Spanish province of La Siena from 1762 to 1803. And during that time, the street that I'm on, St. Anne, was known as Calais Santa Ana. So it is still Tuesday, the 22nd of January 2013. Still day 9 of my American trip, and it is coming up to 6 p.m, so the sun's not quite down. We're right in the peak of happy hour. Happy hour is going strong here on Bourbon Street. I'd basically describe it as there's all sorts of different districts here in New Orleans. There's the Garden District, which is basically where I'm staying, and I spent a lot of time there on the St. Charles streetcar. You've got downtown, you've got the historic district, the warehouse district, which is where we were before with the church bells, where we started the episode. And now I'm on the French Quarter and the famous Bourbon Street. Now, according to some people, Bourbon Street's mainly just for the tourists now, and there's obviously a lot of tourists here and a lot of locals working in the various bars. There's lots of bars, lots of strip clubs, souvenir stores, you know, cafes, restaurants, takeaways and whatnot. So we're about to go down Bourbon Street, and we're about to head from St. Anne, and we're going to head back towards Canal in just a moment. Now, a little bit earlier, when I was on Canal Street, I saw some streetcars running in areas that weren't necessarily running before. They were doing some cleaning of the rails because there's a new streetcar line under construction that should be open in a couple of weeks as I'm recording. So that was rather cool to see. Anywho, as I said, it's happy hour. Anything could happen. You may hear some things that you might not want to hear, so you know, if you're a bit sensitive, you've been warned. But we're about to take you for an audio trip down Bourbon Street here in New Orleans, starting at the corner of Bourbon and St. Anne and heading down towards Canal. You're right. We're starting at the Bourbon Pub and Parade Disco. A lot of these places have at least two levels, as is typical with the architecture around New Orleans. Some places have been tastefully restored. Others as they may have been built. The traffic on Bourbon Street, you can come down here at the moment. That might be different on a Friday or Saturday night, I don't know, but it's a Tuesday night. So you can come down here. Traffic is one way, and it heads in the opposite direction to which we're walking. So in a way, we'll be walking against the traffic. We'll be walking from down St. Anne back towards Canal, which is a major street in New Orleans. Just for anyone who might be following, here we go. Thank you. We're coming up to the Funky Pirate. There's a guy riding his paddle cab down the road, and here comes the Cajun Encounters tour. I think he's going to drop some people off here. Sometimes what happens, people just pull up and yell at, "Hey, how are you going?" randomly, you know, some people see their friends in the street and whatnot. I'm not even going to try and describe the architecture. Maybe if somebody's following along on Google Street View, that would be rather cool. Outside the Funky Pirate, there's a guy riding his bike against traffic. He's pushed by it. There's a few horse-drawn tours that are around in New Orleans. So many different tours that you can go on, depending on how you want to go on. We're outside the Tropical Isle, and they say that they are a stockist of hand grenade, which is New Orleans' most powerful drink. And if I had working interweb with me, I'd tell you exactly what a hand grenade was. But there's a few places up and down here that do indeed advertise as selling hand grenades. Happy hour at the moment, 3-1. And there's a sign that says more fun upstairs, air hockey, wraparound balcony, pool, foosball, whatever that is, jukebox, and a full bar. And I dare say it's Friday, Saturday nights. There's even a window with a sign pointing to it: hand grenades, drinks, and beer to go. One thing you are allowed to do in many places in Bourbon Street is you are allowed to have plastic cups and bottles that you've purchased from somewhere, walk somewhere else. If the next place will actually let you in, well, that's up to them. But you can apparently do that. Like places like Newtown and King's Cross and Sydney, St Kilda in Melbourne and Fortitude Valley in Brisbane, among other places, there's cars just cruising up and down so that I don't have to walk. Johnny White's Corner Pub has Bloody Marys for $5, a Mimosa for $6. They also have a local beer on tap. Can't quite read some of the writing. There's an airport shuttle arriving. Now, some of these airport shuttles and the like are weird. They've got the front of something like a Ford F-150 or similar, like a pickup or a ute, you know, a rather large one. And then on the back, they've got a small bus body on them. And so, for someone who's not used to seeing them, they're rather interesting. Now, I'm on the corner of Bourbon and Orleans, which seems rather appropriate. Johnny White's Corner Pub. There's a guy in the corner with a rather large sign that says cigar shop. One of many souvenir shops on the right hand side, all sorts of different shirts and other merchandise, of course. Being Mardi Gras at the moment, that's a prominent theme at the moment. Lots of places selling cigars, premium pipes, and more. Voodoo Blues has Cajun music, voodoo t-shirts, authentic New Orleans souvenirs, and Cajun spices. Here's one of many signs: no bottles or glass allowed on street. All drinks may be in plastic containers, which is a lot different from a lot of places in Australia where they'll basically say no alcohol on the street or whatever. Hey. Standing outside Cat's Meow, which describes itself as the world's best karaoke bar, home of the original 3-for-1 happy hour, and they're open from 8 p.m. every day, which is funny because they're open right now and it's what? Not even 6 p.m. and they're open. On the other side is the Crazy Corner, and I think that might have actually been the place where I saw a guy with a golf cart trying to squeeze his golf cart into the entrance. I think he worked there. But yes, karaoke is going on there at the moment. Cat's Meow. One open inverted commas, feature close inverted commas, of Bourbon Street is there's a lot of people out and about who work at the various places trying to get your attention and get you to come in. Now, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it might add to the atmosphere of the place, etc., etc. But if I'm the place at the moment, Cat's Meow, and I can hear the karaoke going on and things are pumping and I see a lot of people in there, yeah, I might want to go in and join them. But, you know, having some guy saying, hey man, come in. Not necessarily. Same with the strip clubs. You know, if I want to go into a particular strip club or whatever, have once already, you know, I'll go in. I don't need some guy out there telling me how good the girls are. You know, how do you know? You know, I might find that lady who just rode past on a bicycle to be hot. You know, there might be other guys who might not. So it's a bit useless, especially here in New Orleans, to say, hey, the girls are hot. Yeah, they might be attractive, but they might not be too, you know, to my particular taste. So I think if people want to go in, they'll go in and they'll have a better time. That guy might be the host. So we're now at Bourbon and St. Peter, which is rather appropriate, some people might say. Maybe not. There's so many bars that you can go into, a lot of them pumping out their own particular style of music. I saw one place a bit earlier that said that they were a jazz club and they were pumping out pop. So I don't know if that's the case. Are you going to do Vegas? So we're standing outside the Crazy Corner. You can still hear the guy from the karaoke. Let's cross the road now. Crazy Corner are advertising live music and no cover. Well, they do have a band set up for live music. Not quite. No one on stage at the moment. But I dare say, a little bit later, you know, the band could be on a break. There he is, the You can go to Willie's Chicken Snack, or Willie's Chicken Shack, I should say. And there you can get daiquiris and cold beer. So much neon. Now at Willie's Chicken Shack, New Orleans Soul Food, now serving fresh fried chicken, fresh seafood, jambalaya, I think, red beans and rice, gumbo. Gonna have to ask Miss Paramedic what gumbo is, because I've seen that advertised everywhere, and cold beer and daiquiris. And on the thing, I think I should invent a hashtag, things to ask Miss Paramedic, my closest thing to a local source that I have. What the hell is a po' boy? I know in context it's some sort of food, but I...
Hey, you have a point?
I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
They got some for you.
Yeah.
He's tipping around the right as a gentleman.
Sorry, I don't understand.
But I tell you something.
Yeah.
I give you a little history of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now, they've been down here for 30 years.
Yeah.
And you said we're running away. Remember, guess how many kids your daddy had? Where you come from? And you got them shoes and what goes up and never come down. Now, you never heard of this
nah,
shit.
Nah. I have already fell for the, where are your shoes coming from? So I'm thinking he's going to talk to me. He's going to ask me a question. I'm going to answer the question wrong, and then I'm going to have to give him money. That happened once, but then again, when that did happen, that guy was quite nice. The first guy, not that guy that I just had, but another guy, he says, I bet I can tell you where your shoes are at. And so I'm thinking, I'm wearing bowling shoes from Australia, you'll never guess. And he says, I can tell you where your shoes are at. Your shoes are on your feet. So I couldn't really argue for that. He did polish my shoes for me. A little bit on the expensive side, but hey, I'm going to fall for that again. Outside the tropical aisle, the original home of the hand grenade. So there's a few people. So there's a few people trying to claim the hand grenade as their own, I think. Now there's a guy across the road, and he's got a massive sign in his hand, a huge sign, if you will. And on said sign says huge ass beers, or to call it in the American way, huge ass beers. Now, I don't know exactly how huge ass or huge ass his beers are, and I'm afraid that if I go over and ask him, he'll want me to go inside. Oh, and we've got a lady out who is trying to get people to buy roses. Well, for their lady or their special someone. You know, the night is young. Now, I'm outside. I'm on the corner of Bourbon and Tilley. Of course, we do have to remember that we are on the French Quarter. We've got a guy who is standing on the street, and he is standing on a ladder. Now, you might not think that there's anything special about a guy standing on a ladder, because people stand and climb and use ladders all the time. You know, for some occupations, a ladder is a necessary evil in the society of today. However, this guy is standing on a ladder, and it is not, he is not being supported by anything. He is just balancing on this ladder. Normally, picture a ladder, and it's leaning against something, usually a wall. But on this occasion, no. This guy is just leaning with the ladder hanging into space, and he is up on that ladder. Obviously, that's his way of busking. But it's just amazing that he can actually stand up there without any means of support. It's a wooden ladder. Let me tell you a little bit about the ladder. It's about maybe... it's about 6 feet tall. It's a wooden ladder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. About 8 steps. About, he's put it down for the moment. He's just stretching out, having a bit of a dance with some street performers and some buskers up ahead. There's another guy who's dressed all in white, and he's wearing the Uncle Sam hat. And he... he's got a toy dog on a lead, and he's just standing there completely motionless. And so he's basically a mime who is frozen in time. He looks rather smart. And now we've got about a dozen guys playing various instruments that you can hear in the background, just standing mainly on the footpath. There's a couple of guys with trumpets standing on the street. I'll just sit here, let back and enjoy this for a moment. We're outside Rick's Sporting Saloon. So we're now, let me turn my levels back up a little bit. Now coming up to the Swamp on one side and the Razoo on the other. It's Nirvana. My favorite Nirvana song ever, Lithium, and that was in the Swamp. I haven't heard that song for a while, actually. Now we're coming up to Big Daddy's World Famous Love Acts, Men and Women. Strip club. There's a lady out the front, a fully clothed lady, I should say, trying to encourage people to come in, with her sign that simply says free admission. So at the moment she's letting her little free admission sign do the talking, and the big neon light above her head, the big neon sign. Now I can't remember if it was that club on the way down, or another one where one of the dancers actually came out to the front. I dare say that every so often a dancer will go to the front, will go outside, not totally naked, and just, you know, stand out and sort of say, hey guys, this is what you could be looking at if you come inside. We're now standing outside the Big Easy. You can get Zachary's, pizza, beer, cocktails, hurricanes, and pizza by the slice. And of course, I'm not necessarily mentioning all the places, because there's a lot of them, but some of these ones are the major ones, the ones that are pumping out the music and the like.
Hey,
how are ya?
Directions are free, bullshit's extra.
Say again?
Directions are free, bullshit is extra.
Okay, no worries. Just interested about your little setup here. It's quite nice.
I love Aussies.
Yeah. Oh, you told straight away. You didn't.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I like y'all's drinking game.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's called drinking.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I party with Aussies.
Yeah.
They can almost drink me under the table.
Almost.
Almost.
Now, the question is, have you been out there? Have you been to Australia?
Not yet.
Dude, when you get out there.
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
So, I will go. I want to go fishing.
Yeah.
And see a few things.
Yeah.
And I want to dive the reef.
Yeah.
So
you know a little bit then?
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit.
So if you do come, I'm sure there'll be lots of people to party up with you, just depending on what time of year you go. And
well, I'm a poker player too.
Yeah.
And one of the best ambassadors you guys ever had, at least for us, Joe Hashem.
Yep.
Won World Series.
Yep.
So yeah.
So how much for a hot dog?
$5.75, and it's a lucky dog because it's a quarter pounder. Take a look.
Sure.
Yeah, these are quarter pounders.
Oh, very nice.
They're awfully good.
Yep.
Nice and firm, all meat, no filler.
Yep.
Would you like one?
Yes, I would like one.
Awesome. Let me grab a glove here. All right, we have ketchup, mustard, chili, and chopped onion.
Okay, I'll just have it by itself, as strange as that might be. My stomach's having a bit of problems adjusting from the Australian stuff to the American stuff.
Gotcha. All right, when I do go there, what would you recommend that I eat?
A lot of the things that you can get here, you can get over there.
Right.
We're very multicultural. So,
yeah, exactly.
So a lot of the things that you can get there, you can, and the prices will be good. The atmosphere will be good.
Yeah.
Lots of places for you to drink.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of food shows too. So
yeah.
Like I said, it's at the top of my bucket list.
Yeah.
You know what a bucket list is?
I do. Okay. Otherwise known as things we want to do before we die.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me about your little setup here. Your little, would you call it a wagon?
Yes. Well, what would you like to know? We have a fire under here, heats the water.
Yep.
We steam our dogs, we don't boil them.
Yep.
That way, if you boil them too long, they swell up and taste like, well, they don't taste good.
Yeah, they don't taste good.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between what I'm about to eat and, say, a similar sort of guy in New York?
Okay, let's see, you have some rats, different kind of dogs.
Yep.
Okay, if you get the kosher dogs, they're all beef, things like that. They're good.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong, they're awfully good. But this one, once you bite it, you'll understand why it's called a lucky dog. It's been around since 1948.
Yeah, awesome.
So, knowledge tradition, as they say.
Awesome. Yeah, I've seen a few around, and they look heavy to push.
Huh?
I saw a guy pushing one yesterday when he was getting set up.
Right, right.
They look hard to push to where you're going.
Uh-huh. Sometimes I'll pay somebody to push my cart.
All right.
Because we'll work 12s when parades and events happen.
Yeah.
I'm doing 18-hour days.
Wow.
Starting next... Oh, hell, it's Friday. Yeah, starting Friday,
yeah.
I'm going to work for 3 weeks straight.
Yeah. Because you've got Mardi Gras and Super Bowl.
Super Bowl and Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
But that's going to put me back on the poker table with a nice fat bankroll.
So. Awesome.
Hell yeah.
So you do this full time until you do your poker?
once Mardi Gras is over, I'll do it a couple days here and there. Yeah. But my real job is playing poker.
Awesome.
I have backers and everything.
Awesome.
But I can't pass up anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 for 3 weeks.
Yeah. So. Awesome, man.
Yes.
Take it easy. I'll enjoy this. Eric, there you go.
Charlie.
Nice to meet you, Charlie. Take it easy and hope to see you out there one day.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I know you're going to like it. Tell people about me.
Absolutely. Okay? Will do.
I'm Charlie. I got free bullshit with every purchase.
Awesome.
Would you like to hear some?
I might have just heard some. Do you reckon?
Oh, no. That was real shit. All right. Has anybody asked, anybody ever told you they know where you got your shoes?
Yeah. Some
you
guy.
Ran into that
yeah,
one?
Ran into that guy, yeah.
Okay. You know what you do to those guys?
My shoes are a little bit cleaner than what they were.
Oh, you got a shoe shiner.
Yeah.
Okay, stay away from those guys. There
was two guys.
Right.
There was the guy who said about shining the shoes and,
right.
You know, I don't think I know where you got your shoes from.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, well, no, I got them from a bowling alley in Australia. I don't think you know where they're from.
Well, he told you where you...
They're on my...
American, got means right here.
Feet, yeah.
All right, then I'll give you a decent joke. What's the difference between, or why is a tornado and a woman similar?
What's that? I don't know.
They twist and turn when they come, they take the house and car when they leave.
I like that, man.
There you go.
Good on you, Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers, man.
Hey, tell people about it.
No worries.
Thank you.
All righty. Not a bad hot dog. There was one thing he was right about. I don't know about any of the other stuff. You can have your bullshit detector on as much as you want. But he was okay. He knew I was recording. He didn't ask me anything about it. Whatever, that's fine. But one thing he wasn't bullshitting about, this hot dog, man. This hot dog is awesome. And you may be able to find Charlie. I'm just trying to find the name of the cross street that he was on. Know the name of this street, there's no signs up. Well, on one side you've got the Big Easy, on the other side you've got the Bourbon Street Blues Company, which at the moment you can hear Mustang Sally, so that's not very very bluesy, I guess. But yeah, oh man, Charlie was right about this hot dog. Ah, and I just dropped it. Do you have the 5 second rule?
No, man, you're staying down the ground.
It's staying down.
Oh,
man. No.
It's nasty out here.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I can't believe I dropped it. I had about 4 bites of it and I dropped it. Oh, I can't believe that. Now we're coming up to where some of the strip clubs are. Lipstick, double X at the end. The Hustler, barely legal club. A tequila house. Can't believe I dropped that hot dog. Sorry, Charlie. And it's $2 Tuesday. Oh, no, this guy.
Hey, son, I'm going to be a $2 bad beer.
Now we're at Bourbon and Conti. On one side is the Royal St. Astor Hotel, and on one other side is the famous store, the Jester, where you can get daiquiris and pizza. And what's on this corner? This corner is another place that sells hurricanes and whatnot. And no, I was never seriously, to clear this up, I was never seriously thinking of eating that hot dog once I dropped it. There's a difference between the 5-second rule in my own kitchen and also on Bourbon Street. There's a massive difference. There's no way you'd even think about the 0.1 of a millisecond. I think that's the smallest measurement of time. There's no way I would even think about it. When I came onto Bourbon Street for the first time yesterday afternoon about lunchtime, the smell and the smell now, there's a whole heap of different aromas, shall we say. Lots of music, live and otherwise, up and down here. Outside the Voodoo Drive. Temptations, Gentleman Club, I was in there a little bit earlier. They're running a 2-for-1 domestic beer offer at the moment. Ladies hanging out at the Stiletto's Cabaret out in the front, trying to get us to come in. The way that people are walking around the street, I think they might have actually closed the street for the evening. Oh, they just... The only problem is, all of these businesses need to get served. So they have to have some way, because all of them wouldn't have back entrances on either side of the street, so they still need to be serviced out. They still need to be serviced somehow. So that's probably the only reason that there's not a permanent closure of Bourbon Street, so people can drive down here. So drive down here during the day. You can do it. You know, you've got to avoid all the trucks and everything, but you can do it. But at this time of night, and especially Friday, Saturday night, I can see a huge crowd down towards Canal Street where the Hard Rock Cafe. It's not practical for cars to come up and down. They can use the various cross streets that we've mentioned. But we're standing outside the New Orleans Musical Legends Park with some real life jazz, and at the front of the park there's a few statues. There's Fats Domino, there's Pete Fountain, and there's Al Jumbo Hurt, bronze statue. Fairly life size. I don't know if it's exactly 1-for-1 scale, but it gives you the park feel. You can drink there. You can watch the music. The front looks like a park where they've got the fencing at the front and the arch telling you the name of the park. There's a guy dressed up as some sort of alien walking on stilts and flashing lights. Not sure exactly what he's supposed to be walking down. trying to get people to give him tips. Now, as I've mentioned before, here in America, people rely on tips. People rely on tips to survive, in many cases. And people will do a lot to attract attention to get you to come into their establishment. We're outside Rimmelade and there's a guy tap dancing. Now, he could be like many. There's many buskers in this general area. On my audio views that I recorded yesterday, there's quite a few buskers in the general area. There's a guy dressed as Spider-Man. Couple of guys dressed as taxi drivers. If I want to go into your establishment, lady, give me a come hither look and might work. Deja vu showgirls. Willie's Chicken Shack. That's the second Willie's Chicken Snack. Shack, I should say, Shack, Willie's Chicken Shack that I've passed. Deja vu showgirls. Oh, I wish I had battery in my phone at the moment. One of the neon signs, or the neon signs for Deja vu. Deja vu showgirls. And there's a big LED display board with various messages on it, and there's a sign in green that says thousands of beautiful girls and three ugly ones. Every Thursday they have couch dances for $10. The fact that I'm walking down Bourbon Street in New Orleans with a massive, obvious audio recorder doesn't seem to be bothering anybody. Unless, of course, I hang around buskers for too long, then they might get the shits. This is about the fourth hot dog guy that I've passed.
I'm working right now, my neck.
Now, this place is called Gateway that we're outside. It's another one of these jester places. Bourbon House Seafood, there's a restaurant on the corner. Bourbon and Iberville I'm on at the moment. And I'm also outside the Hard Rock Cafe. Now, if you go a little bit up Bourbon Street towards Canal, i.e. in the direction that I'm heading, there's a sign on the... And if you approach it from Canal, there's a sign that says Hard Rock Cafe opening in December. So I'm thinking, well, they've obviously, you know, passed December last year, and, you know, that's a long time through to December this year, because it's January now. And you walk up a bit further towards the direction which I am, and it says that it's now open. There's lots of signs out saying now open, and there's the traditional Hard Rock Cafe sign out the front. Now, even with a lot of the restaurants, they will still have spruikers out the front saying, you know, you want to come in, you want to come into our restaurant, blah, blah, blah. Not necessarily. I noticed that the Hard Rock Cafe doesn't. But we're inside of Canal Street now. More oyster bars. There's lots of oysters and seafoods, obviously due to the location. Coming up to Hustler Hollywood, which would be like going to Club X in Sydney, I dare say. It's a it's a sex shop basically. We're coming up to Crystal, which is like a hamburger joint. And now we can see the CVS pharmacy on the corner of Canal and Bourbon. And we've arrived right at the end. And quite comfortingly, or maybe, there's a police car of the New Orleans police right outside Hustle, right at the start of the strip to say, hey, we might be here, we might not be. But overall, an interesting experience. I've done it at night, I've done it in daytime now. I wouldn't be in a hurry to come back. Yeah, probably, if I lived here, I'd probably bring a tourist every so often. It's just like in Sydney that I don't go every weekend to King's Cross as a comparison. Anywho, so I'm going to end it there. Hope you enjoyed it. Episode 399 next. Episode 399 next. And then to finish up this particular episode, we'll have a bit more of the tour. Hope you're enjoying that little tour audio. It gives you something else to listen to and a bit more of a perspective on New Orleans. And I'll see you next time. I'm Erk from Bourbon Street, New Orleans. I'm Erk. Thank you very much for listening. It's amazing that people still use skateboards as transportation. And good night, Interweb.
Thank you. been back in. Well, this is the old New Orleans Lawn Tennis Club. It's obviously becoming something else after Katrina. I like that idea. I'd love to retire right here.
What's the cost of living down here anyway?
It's modest. It is.
What's a minimum wage?
Well, it would be that would be a federal thing.
Federal thing, yeah.
But
what's a normal average?
There's jobs here, y'all. There really is. In the film industry, security guards for the film shoots would start at about $12 an hour. But it can, you get your foot in the door at $25 an hour. It's not that difficult. Truck drivers, again, starting in the same range. $12, but $20. You get a few months in with somebody.
Now, mostly this is just tourism around here, right?
Well, we have the oil industry, medical. We lost Charity Hospital to Katrina, but we're building a new one that is five times larger. The medical industry here, it'll be another year, but there's already jobs, but a year from now, there will be many jobs. It's time to start looking if you're in that field.
Now, what if there's not much manufacturing or things like that?
No, there's really not. Some repair of the ships in the river.
Okay.
But that's really about it for manufacturing.
Right.
Is it state and federal taxes here?
Say again?
State and federal taxes.
Yes, but
taxes are low.
There, yeah, but you don't want to live right in New Orleans. Okay. You want to live in Metairie.
Okay.
Or Harvey is actually Jefferson Parish, like Metairie. Taxes are lower, way lower.
So what's the state tax, the sales tax?
It's high. It's
10%. 10% sales tax?
Well, yeah, but that's parish, city, and all together.
Oh, I see. They call it the city tax.
It is.
I gotcha.
Now, but the offset is that property taxes are artificially low.
Absolutely. But
property taxes are artificially low because the sales tax is so high.
Right.
But overall, tax burden here is below average.
Okay.
This really is quite a shopping scene back here. This is Magazine Street. The bus comes right in. We're getting close to the Garden District now. Really is a funky scene back here. This church over here to the left, this is St. Stephen's. We normally don't get over here. You can see the Mississippi sun-dried mud brick in that church right there. That's quite a church.
Thank you.
just now getting into the Garden District. So you might notice the restaurants become more common. Reached the sweetest little bit of Magazine Street here. And this bar right here on the left, the balcony bar right here with the lights, this belongs to Peyton Manning. This is one right here. It's now apartments, coffee house, and a little bit of retail in there. Back up in here into the middle of the Garden District. We're on the edge of it right now. Let's go get back on our old track over here. This is the central street of the Garden District, Washington Avenue. Restaurant here on the corner, this turquoise blue restaurant, will be turning right in front of it, but that is Commander's Palace, generally held to be the greatest restaurant in New Orleans, right here. The Magazine Street bus comes right behind us, and the St. Charles Avenue streetcar goes right up there. Lafayette Cemetery number one, right down the left. But Commander's Palace here, it's not my favorite, but I will accept greatest restaurant in New Orleans right here. Our greatest chefs certainly got their start there. Paul Prudhomme started right there. Emeril Lagasse started right there. As did John Best. Right here on the left, this was Mama's home in the film Benjamin Button. I gotta see that again. I wanna watch that this weekend.
That's a long movie.
It is. Did you note that it is Forrest Gump backwards?
Yeah.
Awesome. Right here on the left, this chalet is Sandra Bullock's home. Her business is in Los Angeles, but she's here when she can be here. And this one on the left right here. I don't know what color to call that, but this one right here, it does have a for sale sign. I believe it's listed for $12,500,000. But this home, this is the Robinson Mansion. This was built between 1859 and 1865. That's the exact years of the Civil War. Now, who can do that? Who can build that through the Civil War?
Yeah, really.
In a city that was conquered, and we think brutally occupied.
Yeah.
What
can,
I got?
Yeah, how can you sell for so much with the, you know, the disasters that happened around here?
Yeah, and this area did flood. Not quite like everywhere else, but yeah, it flooded.
I mean, who's gonna pay that kind of money?
Well, we trust the levees once again.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars have been spent on the levees. But the sea will be in here one day again. That's the truth. This one on the left here, this is the actor John Goodman's home. I prefer to think of him as Fred Flintstone.
Yeah. Now, he only lives here?
He's native. He's here. This is his primary residence. He's from New Orleans.
Okay.
Of course, he works elsewhere often. But
have you ever seen him?
No.
So you don't know how often he's here in town?
He didn't know.
He's gone more than he
is here. Well, I see him on the local TV shows.
Wow.
And such.
In person.
This one on the left right here, this mauve one, this is another American townhouse. Right after the Civil War, they took the Greek columns off of that and put that Creole gallery on there. The neighbors were displeased. This is the most Protestant, most American of all neighborhoods right here. They did not want that Creole gallery in this neighborhood. But you know how neighbors are? Copycats?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right here on the left?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now,
they could put the columns back, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
And this one on the left over here, across the street, this beige one, this is Anne Rice's home here in New Orleans. Now, a lot of people have lived here. Anne Rice, United States Supreme Court Chief Justice John Minor Wisdom lived right here. Before Anne Rice bought it, a guy named John Mamahot owned it. At that time, I was in the construction industry, and John Mamahot had me coming here to put a Watts line, the old hardwired worldwide telephone, in every room in that house, including the bathroom. So I crawled through the whole house.
Yeah.
Then Anne Rice buys it and sets the novel The Witching Hour in this house. Downstairs in the turret is the master bedroom. A lot of things took place in that book, in that room. Spiritual possessions, lingering deaths. The dining room is the entirety of the back wing downstairs. In the book, the dining room was surrounded by a fresco of a Haitian plantation. But the real fresco, and I ate my lunch in there day after day, the real fresco is a penicillin. Something like I never saw before since.
I bet that was a challenge, huh?
The fresco?
No, the floor in there.
It was. I was a finished carpenter. He brought me in because I could hide the wires in his baseboards and crown molding and all of that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I found 18-inch brick walls in that house that I had to drill through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I waited till the lady at the house was not there to make those holes. Right here on the left, this is what the French Quarter was before it burnt.
Mm-hmm.
And this one over here, this is about as pure as you're going to find. This is pure, unadulterated, pre-Civil War Greek Revival. And in this home, Jefferson Davis did pass away, having formerly been president of the Confederate States. He was buried right there in the Horse Race Cemetery, Rectory Cemetery, for a number of years. Then his body was removed to Richmond, Virginia. His home at the time was in Mississippi on the Gulf Coast, Beauvoir. And that leads us back to that same Magazine Street. I'm glad we got to see the juiciest bit of the commercial back there.
Yeah.
We normally don't get to see that. We'll see a little bit to our left. Beyond Magazine Street here is no longer the Garden District. That is the Irish Channel back there. Formerly an Irish working class neighborhood. And even up through my high school days, that was Irish back there. And not a place to be walking unless you was Irish.
Wow.
The American townhouse, very common through here. Mr. Brook, do you want to go back to the Avenue Plaza, or do you want to go closer into town, maybe to French Quarter?
Avenue Plaza, please.
Avenue Plaza. Well, then we'll get another little treat right over here on the left. We'll get to see Trinity Episcopal Church.
You can drop that off at the World War II Museum here.
Can do, yes. Side of the street, the right side is not. Well, this would be the lower Garden District. So the Garden District's over here, it's the edge of it. And this church over here on the right, this is Trinity Episcopal. There's a wonderful music program in here, secular music, every Sunday at 5. But my favorite thing here is Tuesdays at 6. The organist here, Albinus Prigentis, plays this 5,000 pipe organ from 6 to 7 every Tuesday for free. There's 57 trumpets on the back wall of that church attached to that organ. And bells attached to that organ. And Albinus, he's been playing that for certainly 21 years. It might be 22 now. Seek him out. That is a serious, serious instrument. Out of all the things he plays, I think Stairway to Heaven is his favorite.
Really?
For me, it's that Halloween organ song.
Oh, yes.
Box Fugue and G.
Yeah.
But he comes up with stuff. This is awesome. see if anybody's gonna try to get in. Mr. Brooke, I can't quite get you to the curb.
No, that's fine. Thank you, Richard.